堂听 class.com。
各位听众好，我是杨晨，欢迎您到美语咖啡屋。
And I'm Jody. Welcome to American Cafe, where you can meet everyday Americans at work and at play. So come on in, grab a good seat by the window, and join us for American Cafe.
说到这儿啊，今天我们要带您认识两位美国人，他们有一个共同的爱好。
That's right, one's a musician and one's a dancer, and they have something in common. They both love bluegrass music.Youngchen, did you hear how fast they're playing? It is simply incredible.
Wow, 你说的没错。虽然我看不见他们的手啊，可是我已经觉得眼花缭乱了。
Youngchen, let's first introduce Bob Carlin, a musician we met at a cultural festival, and let him describe this very American type of music, bluegrass.
好吧，我们首先来认识一下 Bob Carlin, 他是一位音乐学者。让他给您介绍一下什么是 bluegrass music, 蓝草音乐。
Bluegrass is a form of music in its strictest definition. It's a band of fiddle or violin, mandolin, five-string banjo, which is an American invention from an African instrument, and the guitar and string bass. And that's the classic bluegrass band.
Hey, Jody, Bob Carlin 刚才提到了演奏 bluegrass 的几种基本乐器。我们来解释一下这几种乐器好吗
?That's a great idea. First, he mentions the fiddle or violin.
其实 fiddle 就是小提琴。在演奏乡村音乐或蓝草音乐的时候就称为 fiddle. Jody, 我给它起了个名字叫乡村小提琴好不好听啊
?Very clever. Then there's the mandolin.
曼陀林琴。
Next is the five-string banjo. It is the most important instrument in bluegrass music. What you hear in the background, in fact, is an example of banjo music.
Banjo 叫五弦琴或者叫斑鸠琴。您现在听到的就是斑鸠琴。斑鸠呢，在蓝草音乐里是最重要的一种乐器。
Then there's the guitar.
我想大家都很熟悉吉他。
Finally, Youngchen, there's the string bass.
最后呢，还有低音琴。我们现在了解了演奏 bluegrass 的基本乐器，下面我们听听 Bob Carlin 为我们介绍 bluegrass 的起源和风格。
What separates this from other musical groups is that they play in a style that was pioneered by Bill Monroe back in the 1940s, and it's a music that takes its cue or its roots from earlier forms of American string band music, country music.And incorporates some ideas out of jazz, like soloing.
Bob Carlin 刚才谈到的 Bill Monroe 就是蓝草音乐之父。还有啊，他刚才提到几个词，我们来解释一下。Jazz 就是爵士乐。Soloing 我想就是某种乐器穿插在乐曲中间的独奏，对不对
？That is a perfect definition of soloing.
谢谢你的夸奖 ，Jody。你来自西维吉尼亚，可以说你是听着 bluegrass 长大的。那么对你来说 ，bluegrass 有什么特别的意义呢？
You're right. I grew up in West Virginia listening to bluegrass music, so it really is in my blood. When bluegrass music is playing, it's very hard to keep my feet still.
好，我们下面就为大家介绍我们今天要认识的第二个美国人，他叫 Lynn Masterson。我们听听他为什么喜欢 bluegrass。
Well, it always has a strong beat. For a dancer, a strong beat is very important. It's cheery, it's happy music. It's very familiar and comfortable music. It's just sort of part of who we are.
我觉得 Masterson 女士刚才说的这番话很有代表性。Bluegrass 的确是很有感染力。她所说的 strong beat 就是节奏感很强，适合跳舞。Jody, Bluegrass 这个题目要讲的内容实在太多了。
That's true.
可惜啊，我们没有足够的时间。不过有一点呢，我觉得非提一下不可，那就是 Bluegrass 对大家熟悉的摇滚乐歌王，也就是猫王 Elvis Presley 的影响。
I knew you were going to bring up Elvis Presley.
好，下面我们还是听听音乐学者 Bob Carlin 是怎么说的吧。
Of course, Elvis was influenced by Bluegrass. You know, Elvis did Bill Monroe's Blue Moon of Kentucky, and Monroe just did it at one speed all the way through.
Blue Moon of Kentucky, keep on shining.
Elvis, he did it as a waltz like Monroe, and then he sped it up.
I say blue moon of Kentucky, they keep on shining. Shine on the moment's gone.
Now that we heard both versions, Youngchen, which one do you like better?
当然是猫王了。
I knew you were going to say that.
因为他的演唱的速度比较快，而且呢，有点摇滚乐的味道。
Okay, we know how much you like rock and roll and Elvis Presley. But I think I like Bill Monroe's version better.But I guess we're going to have to talk about that over coffee because that's all the time we have for today on America.